From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. A big shakeup was announced today for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Alcoa, Bank of America, and Hewlett-Packard are being dropped from the 30-stock index, and Nike, Visa, and Goldman Sachs will be added. The changes are scheduled to take place with the close of trading on September the 20th. David Blitzer is Managing Director and Chairman of the Index Committee at S&P Dow Jones Indices, and he's on the line with us now. David, you were one of the people who made this decision, so what prompted you to remove these three companies?
Two or three things bulk large in the decision. The Dow is price-weighted, meaning a stock's significance in the index depends on its price, and low-priced stocks have very little impact on the index. All three stocks that are being removed together represent less than 3% of what moves the index overall. So by taking them out and replacing them with stocks at higher prices, the companies going in will have a bigger impact, and the balance overall will be a lot better because the impact of the highest price stocks is pulled down a little bit.
And is it typical when one company is taken out and another company's stock is put in for it to be kind of one for one the way that it is here with Bank of America coming out and then another bank, Goldman Sachs, going in?
Well, we've learned over the years that with all these indices, everybody wants to match up each entrant with an exit in particular. So while we may think of it as three in and three out as two groups, we know everybody in the market wants one for one. And so that's the way it's lined up. We do think about what industries are represented. And at the industry level, we think we've improved some of the diversity within each industry. For example, in finance, Bank of America, which is coming out, and JP Morgan Chase, which remains in the index, those are two very similar companies. Goldman Sachs is different from either of them. It's much more narrowly focused on only investment banking. It'll give us a broader picture of what's going on in the financial sector than we currently have.
Now, Alcoa has been part of the Dow for more than 50 years. What does being dropped mean for these companies? And have you already heard from them about this?
I haven't heard from them today. Typically, we don't hear from them. But there are times that we do. Alcoa went in 1959. The economy, the stock market, and probably Alcoa were very different back in 1959 than they are now. Materials, of which Alcoa is part with aluminum, was a bigger, more important piece of the U.S. economy in 1959 than it is today. There were more aluminum companies. There was more competition. There was more focus on aluminum, steel, iron, the entire industrial metals complex. That's changed, and Alcoa is now a smaller piece of the stock market and a smaller piece of the economy. But I guess I should add at this point that these choices are not investment recommendations. This is not a
right
message to investors to buy or sell anything.
David, a lot of people look at the Dow as a measure of how the economy is doing. In the 30 seconds or so we have left, will these changes make the Dow go higher at a quicker pace?
I don't think so. I think, you know, whether the Dow zooms up or floats around or goes down starting September 23rd when the new stocks are in depends completely on the market. And in doing this, we want to make the index a better representation of the market. We're not trying to make it look good or bad.
David Blitzer is S&P Dow Jones Indices Managing Director and Chairman of the Index Committee, talking to us about the removal to, starting on September 20th of Alcoa, Bank of America, and Hewlett-Packard from the Dow. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.